It's a great honor and privilege to be before you today.
我今天也很荣幸能够来到各位的中间。
I'm excited to be able to come back again and share God's word.
我真的很来到愿意能够有再次有机会来到这边，能够跟主能够分享主的话，我真的非常高兴。
If I could just start with a quick word of prayer, and then we will begin.
那我们有一点开始请有一些有点祷告。
God, once again, thank you for just your amazing people here who have gathered to hear your word.
神啊，我们感谢你，真的是有这么可爱，一群的弟兄姐妹聚在你面前。
I pray that your words would be spoken and not mine.
主啊，那愿你的话能够对我们说话，说到我们心中。
Have your awesome way with us in our lives.
主啊，你真的是你的灵与我们同在。
And we thank you again.
我们谢谢主。
Amen.
Amen.
When we took communion this morning.
当我们今天来到主面前的时候
it reminded me of something.
但我提醒了一件事情，对我自己心中想起一件事情。
Something beautiful that I wanted to share with you.
有一件很美的事情，我愿意跟弟兄姐妹分享。
I'll be getting married in 2 weeks.
我在两个月我们就要结婚了。
And as you can imagine, I'm very excited.
但你可以想象我是非常的兴奋。
But in the process of studying God's word and preparing for marriage.
你知道在准备主的话，然后再还要准备婚姻这件事情。
Part of His word came alive to me, and I just want to share it to you before we get into the message.
有一部分话我先跟大家讲，然后再回到这圣经的话来。
When we remember Christ through communion.
当我们在主的主的交通的里面。
When we read it in John of this account.
当我们读到讲
the book of John of this account.
当我们读到那个约翰福音这边约翰福音的时候
，He offers the cup to his disciples to drink.
他把杯传给的门徒们来喝。
And shortly after he offers the cup, he says the words where he says, "I am going away to prepare a place for you."
当他把饼杯传下去之后，他就说：“我为你们准备一个地方。”
And he begins to explain that in his father's house there is many mansions.There's many rooms.
他都讲到说，在我的父的家中有许多住处。
If there was not, I would have told you.
如果没有，我就不会告诉你们了。
And I always thought that was great.
我觉得那是很棒的一件事情。
But when I began to start studying different marriage customs or engagement customs of that time.
那我在研究那个关于那个时候的婚姻的一些的习俗的时候。
What Jesus is really telling his disciples is how much he wants to have a relationship with them.
当主耶稣所讲的就是讲到说他跟他们中间是要有多么好的一个关系。
And the reason that is because back in that time,
当我们想到这件就是在那个时候的，在那个时候
，when a young man wanted to marry a young woman,
当一个年轻的人想要跟一个年轻的女孩结婚的时候
，they would go to the father of the young lady's house.
当他们会来到那个女方父的家中。
They would sit at the table with the young woman as well.
他们会在一个桌子坐下旁边坐下跟家人在一起坐在一起。
And when the financial terms have been agreed upon,
他们的这个有关于这个财务上面能够妥当之后。
He would then take a sip of a cup of wine.
他们会喝一点酒。
And pass it to the young lady.
他会把这个酒传给那个女子。
And if she took a sip of the wine,
他会喝一点酒。
From his cup,
从他的那个杯子。
He would then say to her, "I am going away to prepare a place for you."
他会说，我会就说帮你准备一个地方。
He would then go back to his father's house.
然后他们会回到他父的家中。
And begin building his own house for his soon-to-be bride.
他会建一个房子，然后为了他的妻子。建一个房子。
And of course, him being a young man, he was very impatient.
你知道这个年轻人会通常会没有耐心。
And he wanted to marry her right away.
他想要马上结婚。
But his father would tell him, "You cannot marry her until you have properly prepared the house."
那个父亲会跟他讲说，你不能够结婚，除非你会有一个住处为他能够。
Until you have built the house to the exact specifications.
你会必须要遵照我所规定的这个样式，那个造成的房子，你再结婚。
And the young man would often ask his dad, "Is it done yet?"
那个年轻人就问他爸爸说，好了没有？那个房子盖好了没有
？And his dad would say, "Not yet."
那个父亲会说，还没有。
And he would ask his father again a couple of months later, "Is it done yet?"
那个再过几个月之后，那年轻人问他父亲说，干好了没有？
And his father would most often say, not yet.
那父亲大部分说还没有。
Only the father knew when the house would be ready.
只有当这个父亲知道这个房子准备好的时候。
And then the father would tell the son, go and get your bride.
这个时候父亲会跟他的儿子讲说，现在你可以娶这个。
Then the son would go. Then the son would go with his friends and with those who were invited to the wedding into the town of the young lady.
这时候呢，他就会邀请这个年轻人，邀请很多的朋友们，然后到这个女子的城中。
And go and get his bride and bring her to his new house.
然后把这女子娶回来，娶到他这个新的这个房子。
Now the bride also had to be ready because she did not know what time the man would be coming.
这个时候，当这个时候，当大部分这个时间呢，那个年轻女子并不知道什么时候她会那个新郎会来娶。
She had to make sure her dress was ready. She had to make sure her hair was done.
她必须这个新娘子去准备她的衣服，准备她的头发。
And as we know, for young ladies, that can take quite a long time.
你知道这个女孩子通常准备这要花很长的时间。
But she had to be prepared.
但是呢，她这个女孩子必须要准备好。
So at that supper, Jesus was really telling his disciples how they were his bride, and he was going to be preparing a place for them. And by them accepting that cup, they basically confirmed that they wanted to have a relationship with them for the rest of their lives.
就是说呢，在主耶稣这个传这个杯的时候，就是代表说他有一个跟这个门徒一个关系，就是有一天他要有一个婚约，他要把这个女子，就是我们能够娶到他的这边来。
And I thought it was just such a beautiful picture of how Jesus desires relationship with us.
你知道这是个多么美的一个图画，主耶稣基督要愿意跟他的门徒一个好的关系。
As intimate as a bride and a groom.
就好像一个跟那个新郎跟新娘这样亲密的关系。
And I know every time I take communion, it brings that remembrance back of Jesus' beautiful sacrifice for us.
就我们每次有饼杯的时候，就让我想起来，主耶稣基督为我们成就这一切，他是我们美好的牺牲。
So we could have relationship with him.
然后我们就跟他有一个美好的关系。
As we get to our message today,
当我们现在回到我们今天的主题的时候，
the message is entitled David and the Bear.
我们今天主题是大卫跟那只熊。
Oftentimes we think of David and Goliath, yes.
大部分我会讲到说大卫跟哥利亚这件事情。
But I want to show you how much more important was David and the bear than actually David and Goliath.
我会跟大家讲一下说大卫跟熊这个事实上比好像比大卫跟哥利亚这件事情更为重要。
In 1 Samuel chapter 17,
在撒母耳记上17章,
we begin to read the account of David and Goliath.
大卫跟哥利亚。
And if we start in verse 34,
当我们从34节开始,
David begins to explain to Saul why he is such a worthy opponent to fight Goliath.
大卫跟扫罗讲说，为什么他是一个合格的战士，他可以跟那个哥利亚打仗。
And if we start in verse 34, it says, But David said to Saul, Your servant has been tending his father's sheep.
大卫一开始就对保罗说，你仆人为父亲放羊。
When a lion or a bear came and took a lamb from the flock,
有时候来了狮子，有时候来了熊，从群中衔一只羊羔去。
I went out after him and attacked him and rescued it from his mouth.
我就追赶他，击打他，把羊羔从他口中救出来。
And when he rose up against me,
他起来要害我。
I seized him by his beard and struck him and killed him.
我就揪着他的胡子，把他将他打死。
Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear.
你仆人曾打死狮子跟熊。
And this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them.
这未受割礼的非利士人向永生神的军队骂阵。
Now when taking on a foe as Goliath, you might think it seems silly to talk about how you kill the lion or kill the bear. They are not a human being. They are not 9 feet tall.
当你知道我们这样讲到说他跟哥利亚打仗的时候，你会觉得说我们讲到熊啊、狮子，好像很愚蠢的一件事。因为你知道哥利亚他九尺高，英文是九尺高。
It would be like me saying, "Well, I beat my little brother in basketball, so I'm good enough to play against LeBron James."
知道就好像说我打我的小弟弟，然后我要跟那个美国那个 LeBron James 啊打他一样。
It doesn't seem to make sense.
好像没有任何的关系。
But when we look closer at a lion and a bear, we begin to see that it makes a lot more sense than we realize.
当我们想一想这个熊跟狮子的话, 你会觉得越来越有关系的。
So let's say that you're walking down the block right in front of the church.
当你想一想你最后好像在教堂外面那个街道上走的时候,
and you see a bear coming down the street.
你看到一个熊从那个街道上走过来,
what do you do?
你怎么做呢?
I'm going to give you some tips on how to survive a bear attack in Newark.
我会给你一些方法, 但你看到熊的时候你怎么逃生?
See, many people think when a bear begins to attack, you should run.
很多人讲说你看到熊的时候你要赶快跑,
but you can never outrun a bear.
但是熊绝对跑得比你还快。
Some people think you should climb a tree.
有人讲说你必须爬个树。
But bears can climb trees better than we can.
但是熊比你爬树还好。
In fact, the very best thing when a bear begins to come towards you,
当最重要的事情，当熊跟着你向你而来的时候，
may sound a bit unbelievable.
觉得好像不可能。
And I don't advise you to try to go find a bear and practice it.
我不是说你应该找只熊来练习一下。
But due to reports in the wilderness and reports in park rangers, they say this is the best way if you see a bear coming to attack.
根据这个国家公园一些那个ranger，就是公园的员工就跟你讲怎么样能够逃生，这是最好的办法。
When a bear begins coming towards you,
当一个熊向你而来的时候,
the best thing to do is to sing.
最好的一件事情是你要唱歌。
Begin to talk loudly.
当你要讲很大声，讲话很大声。
See, bears have very poor eyesight.
那个熊有非常差的那个眼力。
Many reasons that they attack is they're not really sure what they're attacking oftentimes.
当他攻击的时候，他并不知道他要攻击大概是什么东西。
So when you begin to sing or begin to talk like a human,
当你唱或是讲话很大声的时候,
the bear actually begins to back away.
那时候熊事实上会往后退。
Because it recognizes that a human is more powerful than it is.
他能够想象到说，事实上人类比他还强的。
It often knows that humans could possibly be carrying a gun.
他事实上会觉得可能人可能会打的是枪。
That humans could be carrying a more powerful weapon.
人可能会带着更有力的一些武器来打他。
And there have been many accounts that they have often begun to back away or run away when the human makes himself known as a human.
事实上呢，当那个人就是能够做成像人做的这样事情，唱歌或是讲话的时候，是很多时候熊就往后走了。
Now you may be thinking, well, thank you very much. Next time I go on vacation, I'll remember that.
他说谢谢你，下次我当我有家庭旅行的时候，我会记得这件事情。
But this has a spiritual application.
但是这边有一个属灵的一个运用。
Oftentimes we face adversaries that can look like bears.
我们有时候遇到一些很严重的事情，就好像我们遇到熊一样。
Different temptations, different trials.
有许多的试炼，有许多的痛苦的时候。
We think we must run away.
我觉得我们应该往后跑。 Or
we think we must do very, very strenuous activities in order to fight back.
我们觉得我们应该做一些很特别、很特殊的这个动作，才能够打回去。
Get ourselves all worked up and nervous.
让我们自己就好像很紧张。
But oftentimes, if we stand and we speak the words God has given us,
但是呢，事实上，许多时候我们只要能够站得住，然后讲主要是我们所讲的话，
we can conquer whatever comes our way.
我们能够对付一切的这些事情。
Oftentimes, if we sing God's praises,
有的时候我们能够唱主的赞美的歌，
we can stand against all tests and trials.
我们能够抵挡所有的一些的诱惑跟痛苦。
It says in God's word that He abides in the praises of His people.
事实上，神也讲到说，我们要神与我们这一群弟兄姐妹同在。
So when we sing His praise and speak His word, it is powerful.
所以当我们能够唱他的诗歌，能够讲他的话语的时候，我们是有力的。
It is a weapon that is more powerful than any test, than any trial, than any tribulation, persecution, or temptation.
事实上，我们这个是最有力的武器，能够抵挡到一切的诱惑、一切的痛苦、一切的失败。
It doesn't seem smart.
事实上，看起来好像不是很聪明。
Many people ask you why do you think saying these words or why do you think praying to God will help you?
有人讲说你觉得这样子会唱诗歌或讲主的话会有用吗？
But those who truly know how to take on a bear know that it is not what is apparent that works, but what is sometimes maybe a bit confusing to others.
事实上呢，当主的让我们能够这样为靠着主的话能够讲的话，这些才能真正能够抵挡这一切。And
doesn't it say in God's word in 1 Corinthians?
就像在哥林多前书所讲的话语。
That God uses the foolish things of the world to confound the wise.
神用这些愚拙能够抵挡这些世上认为是聪明的。
That seemingly God uses the weak things.
神用软弱的。
To confound and overtake the strong.
能够抵挡这些强壮的。
So David is. So now that we know how to take on a bear, the next thing we're confronted with, David says, is that he beat a lion.
我们现在讲到说神怎么样，大卫怎么样打败这个熊。我们现在讲到说大卫怎么样能够打这个狮子。
So now that you know how to take on a bear, let's talk about how you would take on a lion.
我们现在讲过怎么样对付熊，这样讲讲看怎么样对付狮子。
It's interesting that the giant Goliath acts very much like a lion.
事实上呢，那个巨人啊，哥利亚就好像一个狮子一样。
If we were to fast forward up the chapter.
如果我们看一下这一章往前走的时候，往前看。
We will see that Goliath comes out starting in verse 23.
当这个哥利亚就出来，在23节这里。
And it speaks. One second, please.
请等一下。
I'm sorry. It says Goliath would come out in verse 8.
事实上，对不起，是在第八节。
It said, he stood and shouted to the ranks of Israel and said to them,
哥利亚对以色列军队站立呼叫说,
Why do you come out to draw up in battle array?
你们为什么出来摆列对我做什么呢?
Choose a man for yourselves and let him come down to me.
我不是一般人，你们不是扫罗的仆人，你们可以从中间拣选一人。
If he is able to fight me and kill me, then we will become your servants.
如果他能够，第九节，他能够与我战斗，将我杀死，我就做你们的仆人。But if
I prevail against him and kill him, then you shall be our servants and serve us.
我若胜了他，将他杀死，你们就做我的，做我们的仆人，服侍我们。Skipping
down to verse 16.
然后再往下看第16节。
It said the Philistine came forward every morning and evening for 40 days and took his stand.
在那非神早晚都出来站着，如此40天。
It's interesting to note that lions in the wild in Africa.
很有趣的事情就是在这个狮子在野外这个狮子。
In the Serengeti Plains.
Serengeti,
it's the name of the place where the lions live.
就是一个在大就是狮子坐的这些地方。
They will roar that can be heard as far as 5 miles away.
当他是叫的时候呢，大概五英里外的地方都可以听得见。A
roar that is so loud it is louder than a jackhammer.
它那个非常非常的大声，比jackhammer还要大声。It
is a little bit below a jet plane engine.
比那个飞机引擎的声音稍微小一点声而已。To
be exact, it is between 114 and 115 decibels of sound.
就好像那个音被那个 114到115之间，这个音被子很高的音。
It is a roar that some people say when they stand 100 yards away, they can almost feel it shake their insides.
这个声音大到一个地步，你好像在这个一百英一百亚一百那个一百码之外，你都觉得那个震动。
The lion roars to create fear.
那个当狮子叫的时候，它会产生让我们产生惧怕。
He roars to create intimidation.
它会让我们产生好像受到一个逼迫一样。To
mark off this territory is his.
它叫的时候代表说这个区都是我的。
Lions roar every morning and every evening.
狮子在早上大叫，晚上也叫。
That is their times of declaring their territory.
这是他这个时间呢，能够宣布说这一块区域都是我的。
As they have been studied, it happens almost like clockwork. As the sun comes up, lions begin to roar to mark off their territory. And as the sun goes down, lions can be heard roaring from miles away.
这就好像说，当那个，好像有人研究说，这个就是，太阳出来的时候，它这样大叫；还有太阳下山的时候，它这样大叫，代表说它这一块区域都是它的。
It is interesting that this Philistine, the giant Goliath, does the exact same thing.
这很有趣的，当我们看到这段圣经的时候，这个腓力斯人这样讲，就好像狮子这样的吼叫一样。
He comes out to intimidate God's people every morning and every night.
这个他出来呢，对神的百姓这样呼叫。 就好像狮子一样在早，来逼迫神的百姓，在早上跟晚上这样大叫。
I don't know about you, but I know for myself, there are things that I go through in life that are on my mind when I wake up in the morning and then are on my mind a bit again when I go to sleep at night.
我不知道你们怎么样，当我们有一些时候，像我就是有的时候在早上的时候或晚上的时候，有一些事情会来到我的心里。
Sometimes it's things that I'm scared of.
有些事情是让人很惧怕的。
Sometimes it's things I'm nervous about.
有些是让我很紧张的。
Sometimes it's situations that I feel unsure.
有些状况我不大确定的。
But it says in God's word that we do not have to fear.
但是在神的话语，我们能知道说我们不需要惧怕。
It says that God has not given a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind.
神不是给我们一个惧怕心，而是给我们一个刚强仁爱谨守的心。
Paul says that to us in the New Testament.
保罗在新约的时候对我们这样讲过。
And I believe that even though Paul spoke in the New Testament, David knew that to be truth in the Old Testament.
虽然保罗在新约讲这些话，但大卫在旧约里面已经领受了这些事情。
See, if you were to face a lion on the street outside the church after you face the bear.
当你就好像我们在教堂外面看到一个狮子，就好像我们遇到熊子的时候，
you cannot attack it the same way.
你不能够这样的攻击这个狮子。Because
see, lions have great eyesight.
因为狮子呢，它的眼力非常的好。And
they can see exactly who you are.
它知道你到底是谁。So
they will often test you.
它会通常会来试验你一下。There
have been reports in Africa.
在非洲的时候，有人这样报告。
That lions will begin running at a human being from up to 100 yards away.
当那个狮子会朝着人大概从100亚，charging
at them.
就100英尺就往人而来。
Hoping that the intimidation and the fear will cause them to turn their backs.
都希望他对你的这个惊吓，还有你的那个威逼你啊，让你能够走开。And
once the human being or the animal turns its back, it has him.
当这个动物呢开始转向的时候，它就开始来要。It
can pounce on them.
它能够就一把你抓住。But
see, it is the humans who stand their ground, or the animals that stand their ground and do not move, that actually make the lion afraid.
当事实上，当你这个动物或是人呢站住不动的时候，那个狮子也可能会不动。There
have been reports that lions will come charging from many yards away, and if the human being does not move and stares directly at the eyes of a lion, it will stop right in front of it.
当那个狮子向你而来的时候，当你的眼睛一直看着狮子眼睛的时候，大概在几个码之外呢，它就会停住。Once
again, do not go to the zoo and jump in the lion cage to try this out.
当然，你就不要跳到那个动物园的那个狮子栏里面跟他这样做。But
this has been proven to be fact, though it does not seem to make sense.
这个证明是有效的，但是觉得好像没有道理。See,
the lion is it reacts on fear.
这个狮子呢，它在它是。 看着你的那个怕不怕来决定做事情。
And when it sees a challenge that is not backing down from its loud roars or its fierce charges, it begins to realize it may not be someone it wants to mess with.
当他这个觉得说他用他的这个胁迫，用他的大声来逼迫你，但是觉得你好像对他这个不为所动的时候，他就觉得他要应该要后退了。
David knew this.
大卫知道这件事情。
David defeated the bear.
大卫, 打败了狮子,
David defeated the lion.
大卫也打败了熊,
so in all honesty,
所以在这些事情之上,
this giant Goliath,
这个巨人哥利亚,
to him seemed like nothing.
对他对大卫来讲好像,
He's heard loud talking before.
他已经听过许多大声的讲话,
He's seen charging of fierce animals at him before.
他也看过以前有很有力的动物要向他而来过。
He knew you defeated by taking a stand.
他知道他该怎么样能够打败这些。
He knew you defeated by speaking truth.
他知道说他借着真理的话能够打败他们。
And in this whole entire army that was filled with fear that were the Israelites,
当这些以色列百姓，这些军队都非常的惧怕的时候，
He was one of the only ones willing to take a stand and speak truth.
他是唯一的一个人能够站出来讲真实的话。
You say, how do you know this, John Paul? It says in starting in verse 26.
在26节。
It said, David spoke to men who were standing by him.
大卫问站在旁边的人,
saying, what will be done for the man who kills this Philistine and, and takes away this reproach from Israel?
有人杀在非利士人除掉以色列人的耻辱吗?
For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should taunt the armies of the living God?
这位受割礼的非利士人是谁呢? 竟敢向永生神的军队骂阵呢?
The people answered him in accord with his word. Thus it will be done for the man who kills him.
有人杀在非利士人必如此的待他。
Now, Eliab, his oldest brother, heard him when he spoke to the men.
大卫的兄长以利亚听见大卫与他们所说的话。
And his anger burned against David, and he said,
就向他发怒说,
why have you come down, and with whom have you left those few sheep in the wilderness?
你下来做什么呢? 在旷野那几只羊,你交托了谁呢?
I know your insolence and wickedness of your heart, for you have come down in order to see the battle.
我知道你骄傲和你心里的恶意,你下来为要,特要来看征战。
But David said, what have I done now? Was it not just a question?
大卫说,我做了什么呢? 我来岂没有缘故吗?
It says, then he turned away from him to another and said the same thing, and the people answered the same thing as before.
大卫就离开他,转向别人,照先前的话而问,百姓人照先前的话回答他。
And in verse 31, it says, when the words which David spoke were heard, they told them to Saul, and King Saul sent for David.
有人听见大卫所说的话,就告诉扫罗,扫罗就打发人叫他来。
See, David's words had power because he was speaking truth. They had so much power that the king himself sent for David.
大卫话是这么样有力呢,事实上当时的王,扫罗王也叫他来到这里。
Because nobody else was speaking this way.
事实上没有,当时没有人能够这样讲话。Maybe
there's sometimes we go through different situations in life.
我们在许多时候,我们经历了许多的不同的状况。And
it seems horrible.
觉得非常的可怕。
It seems very tragic.
非常的, 有毁灭性的,
it seems hopeless.
觉得非常没有希望,
and you may speak truth that says, I'm going to trust in God.
当你这样讲出真理说, 我要信靠神的时候,
I'm relying on my Savior, Jesus Christ.
我要依靠的主耶稣基督。
Well, for some, like David's brother, they may get offended.
当你这样讲的时候，有些人会觉得好像抵触到他们，就像大卫的哥哥一样。
They may try to discourage you.
他会让你觉得非常让讲一些让你丧气的话。
They may say you don't really believe the words you speak.
你真的你并不真正了解神的话是什么。
But the awesome thing is David did not let that stop him from speaking the truth.
但是呢，大卫并不因为这些而抵挡了他对主的信心。
As it says in the word, even after his brother rebuked him, he just turned around and spoke the truth to somebody else.
就算当时呢,大卫哥哥这样对他讲话,但是呢,他转向别人继续讲神的话。
And he kept on speaking the truth so much, like we said, that even the king heard about it and said, I need to hear it. I need to hear someone who is speaking this truth.
就他一直讲到这个地步呢,讲神的话,讲神真实话,讲到一个地步呢,王也把他带到他面前来,把他带到他面前来。
The question I ask myself and I challenge you with today is, are you speaking that truth?
有一件那个挑战对我而言对你们而言就是说你们是不是在讲真实的话或者讲神的真理。
Is God's truth so much on our words that people can tell the words we speak are different than those around us who are filled with fear?
事实上当神的真理在我们身上我们这样讲的时候呢让别人知道说我们事实上是真的是在讲神的真理。
It's a simple analogy, if you will. Stay right here.
Does anybody know what this is right here?
他有没有知道那些是什么的吗?
Thermostat,
right? 是一个那个温度, 调温度的, 温度计。 就是也是调温度的，就是你温度计，就是你量温度的温度计。 它里面有像一个温度计，能够知道说现在里面多热多冷。 当他们来到一个就是腓力斯人军队非常可怕的军队的面前的时候，
and the question was two choices.
他现在有两个选择。
David could have decided to become a thermometer.
大卫可以变成好像就是一个温度计一样。
And thermometer is easy.
温度计很简单的。 就是当温度有变动的时候，它就告诉你这个温度有多少。当那个里面温度比较高的时候，它就往上走。如果温度比较低的话，那个温度计就是指标往下走。 你有没有觉得这件事？当很多人都很高兴的时候，你也很高兴。
当有许多人开始都抱怨了，一大人抱怨的时候，你也开始抱怨。就是当旁边人怎么样做，你就跟着这样做。当一群人做对的事情了，你也做对的事情。当一群人做一些不对的事情、坏的事情，你也跟着一起去做。
不是很困难的。所以呢，当这个大卫呢，就不愿意做一个好像温度计，而是他做成为一个能够你能够调节温度的那个。我知道这里面没有真正一些什么温度的计。 就是说，当这个调节温度，就是说，当里面温度冷的时候呢，它让里面能够温暖起来。当那个屋里温度太热的时候呢，它会调节变成比较暖，比较凉爽。它就是能够在里面能够测量多少温度，然后它调节温度。
它能够，它有这个能力，能够调节这屋里的温度到适合的温度。它很小，不是很大。你就觉得说这么小一个这个调节温度，能够控制这么大的屋子，好像听起来好像，不对的。
但是你会知道它的力量是在那个墙后面那个电线。它这个讯号传到这个电扇，传到我们外面那个冷气压缩机。我们有时候从这边来看，看不出来它是怎么样运作的。因为我们知道它有作用，因为我们现在没有流汗。 让我们能够凉爽。这就是大卫所做的。他来到的这个军队之中呢，有一种很害怕的气氛，这个地方。他是一个很小的年轻人。他不是非常的巨大。他没有很多的肌肉，有很高的名望的一个人。但是他把里面当时的气氛整个都改变了。他不是好像就是就缩在这个气氛之中。
Paul speaks of this in Romans where he says, "Do not conform any longer to the atmosphere or pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind."
就是保罗在新约讲说，我们不要服在这个世界的风俗里面，而是要能够变化成神的形象。
Sometimes people will see this, will see the truth in you.
有时候神会看到你里面有真理。当时候人会看到说整个气氛都变了，因为呢一面你讲述神的真理出来，整个情势都变了。他们呢就开始非常的兴奋。他们想要去帮助你。
Because you see, David spoke to Saul.
当你看到这边大卫对扫罗这样讲话的时候。
And said, "I will go fight him. I have defeated the lion. I have defeated the bear. I'm ready to fight."
大卫就讲说，我愿意帮助你，我已打败过狮子，打败过熊，我要跟那个大非利士人打仗。
And Saul was excited. And so starting in verse 37.
所以呢，扫罗就开始兴奋起来，在37节这样讲。
David says, "The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine."
大卫又说，耶和华救我脱离狮子和熊的爪，也必救我脱离这非利士人的手。
And Saul said to David, "Go and may the Lord be with you."
扫罗对大卫说，你可以去吧，耶和华必与你同在。
But, first take my sword, take my armor.
但是呢，扫罗跟他讲说，把我的战衣，把我的那个矛枪都带着。
Take my weapons,
把我的武器都带着。
For that is the correct way to fight.
这是正确的方法，去战斗的正确的方法。
So it says in 38 that then Saul clothed David with his garments and put a bronze helmet on his head and clothed him with his armor.
所以扫罗就把自己战衣给大卫穿上，把铜盔给他戴上，又给他穿上盔甲。
And David girded his sword over his armor and tried to walk.
大卫把刀挎在战衣外，试试能走不能走。
And eventually.David says to Saul, "I cannot go with these."
然后大卫就对扫罗说，我不能够这样子，我穿不惯。
And David took them off.
然后大卫就把他所有穿的都拿掉了。
Now that takes a lot of courage.
你知道这件事情是要很多的勇气来做这件事情。
Somebody seems to want to help you.
有一个人想要帮助你。
Very powerful.
非常的有能力的。
Very strong.
非常强壮的一个人。
And says, "Oh, but we're going to do it this way."
但是呢，他这样讲说，我要你应该这样做。
But David stuck to what he believed.
但是呢，大卫站住说他觉得是应该要做的事情。
Stuck to what he knew works.
他知道什么是对他来讲是有用的，是有效的。
Nothing was wrong with the sword or the helmet or the armor.
对于这些盔甲、这些战衣或是这些武器，没有什么不对的地方。但是大卫知道这些东西不是他拿来对付这个熊跟狮子的。
Sometimes people want to help you, want to change, maybe the way you do things or what has got you to a certain place after they start to notice.
你知道有的时候人要帮助你，但是呢他们所用的方法是你自己来到神面前这个不一样的地方。有的时候我们并不需要这些的。 虽然说就我们大卫不是一个叫温度计，谁的人而走了。虽然说有一个很有能力的人，有一个王来帮助他，但是大卫知道他该怎么做。 即使那个在当时的王呢，想要帮助他。 你知道当时的扫罗想要帮助他，就是要给他那个剑啊，或是给他这个钢盔。
But see, back then, whoever you killed with the sword, that person oftentimes got the credit.
当时候，但是当时候用剑来战斗的，通常会也会被。
也会被称赞的，也会被称赞，这有荣耀的。 So it's like how Nike or Reebok or Adidas, when they see a very good athlete, they'll often give him their sneakers.
所以就好像那个，如果你是很有名的运动员，像现在很有名的一些运动的品牌，就会给你特别制造一个你自己的鞋子，这样有名。
So when they win the race or they win the championship, they say, oh.
所以当他你知道当这些运动员呢冠军啊，或是得胜的时候，你知道你看这个运动员穿我们的鞋子。He
ran so fast because he had Nike on.
你知道他跑这么快呢，因为他有那个耐吉的鞋子，运动鞋。He
jumped so high because of Adidas.
你知道他能够跳那么高，因为他有那个Adidas
的鞋子。大卫知道这个。
因为他知道说这个荣耀是属于神的，不是属于他的。 大卫知道说他能够得胜的，不是因为扫罗的这个刀和剑或是一些盔甲让他得胜。
So David went.
所以大卫就去了。他就拿出了这个几个小石头。 他们看起来好像很愚笨的一件事情。很幼稚的事情，那个小石头。你知道是他对付是一个九尺高的一个巨人。你知道，我也带个这个鸡血啊，我翻成弹弓这样的东西。我你知道大卫不会用我这个前面那个贴纸那个。 你知道这看起来很幼稚的一个武器来对付一个巨人。
But you see, if you study history,
但是你研究历史的时候，
which the bear did not do,
熊不这样做，
which the lion did not do,
狮子也不这样做，
and Goliath did not do,
哥利亚不这样做，
you'll realize that a stone and a sling was one of the most powerful weapons there was.
在那个时候呢，那个石头跟这个积甩积雪是最有力的武器。你知道这个小石头最远的时候可以跑到这个400英里。它能够快的时候，它甩出速度可以到250英里这么快。只是一个小石头而已。 但是呢，虽然小石头，但是你被这个250英里这个速度打到的时候，你会感觉到的。在古代的那个希腊，在那个时候，古代一个就是希腊有一个城市，它主要的作用就是来制造这些小石头。 为了这个打战时候用的。 从这个三四岁孩子开始，
they would put their children's bread up on poles outside the house.
他就这孩子们就练习就是用这些东西。
And they would say, if you cannot hit it with the stone, you do not eat today.
他就说你必须要用石头打到这个外面这个目标。
Imagine doing that today. Our children would starve.
就像现在的孩子不是这样子。
But the kids got so good at hitting the bread that when they joined the army, later
所以呢，当这孩子开始丢外面那个面包的时候，他从小就这样训练，所以到了部队的时候，他就变成很好的战士。
Something small does not look like much.
这好像很小，不是很大。 就是那个温度调节岂不是那么很小，不是很大。 但是呢，他们都是一起都是非常有力的。
It'll go on to explain that David walked out to the Philistine that day.
后面就解释到大卫就走到那个非利士那边的军队那边去。
David will talk to the Philistine.
大卫就对那个非利士人这样讲。
It says in verse 45.
在45节这样讲。
David speaks that truth to the Philistine.
大卫讲出这个真理出来，讲出事实出来。
It says, "You come at me with a sword and a spear and a javelin."
你来攻击我是靠着刀枪和铜戟的。
But I come at you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have taunted.
我来攻击你是靠着万军之耶和华的名，就是你所怒骂带领以色列军队的神。
This day the Lord will deliver you up into my hands.
今日耶和华必将你交在我手里，我必杀你。
And I will strike you down and remove your head from you.
我斩你的头。
I apologize, he gets graphic.
对不起，我这好像有点过于过分的，这边所描述的。
And I will give the dead bodies of the army of the Philistines this day to the birds of the sky and the wild beasts of the earth, and all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel.
又将非是军兵的尸首给空中的飞鸟和地上的野兽吃，使普天下人都知道以色列中有神。And
all in this assembly may know that the Lord does not deliver by sword or by spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands.
又使这众人知道耶和华使人得胜，不是用刀用枪，因为征战的胜败全在乎耶和华。David
had been practicing with this sling since he was probably a small boy.
大卫用这个小时候练习这个小时候甩东西，大概从他很小的时候就开始练习了。
He had spent hours and hours tending the sheep and fending off bears and lions.
他用这些东西呢，能够保护他的羊群，然后抵挡了狮子跟熊。
Yet he recognized that his talent and his ability came from God.
他知道他的才能跟能力都来乎神。
Notice in this paragraph, not once does he mention, "I will kill you." Not once does he mention, "I will do it in my power because I am strong." Not once does he say, because I have trained for years, you will die today because of the great practice I have done.
他没有一次提到说我是在有这么多年的训练，能够打败你，没有一次这样提到。
He knows it is the Lord who will bring the victory.
他主会带来胜利。
See, in our society, we love David versus Goliath.
你知道，在我们这个社会，我们很喜欢这个大卫对这个哥利亚这件事情。
We love the big matchup.
我们很喜欢这种很不对称的这个对抗。
And when the victory comes, we say, "Oh, that was a great game. That was a great fight."
你知道，当胜利来说的时候，我们啊，这是一个很棒的这个对抗，很棒的胜利。
And so, growing up, we long to be in those big fights and in those big matches.
你知道，我们常常长大，我们就好像很喜欢这种大的对抗，大的胜利之中。
I remember myself growing up when I was playing in high school. I wanted to play against the best team in the nation.
你知道，我在高中。 就是运动的时候，我就想要成为在全美国最好的队伍之内。
And I was blessed that in my senior year of high school, we were able to play against the best team in the nation, and we were national champions.
你知道我在高中的时候呢，我们这个队呢，跟全美国最好队比赛，而且我们得到了冠军。
Now I don't mean to boast, but we even beat LeBron James's team along the way.
你知道我不是来这边吹牛啊，真的我是我们打败那个 Brown James， 就是他们那个。
And in college, I the same thing wanted to be the best and play against the best players in the nation.
你知道在大学的时候呢，我们也是要想要跟这个最好的队，全国最好的队能够比赛。
And even in one game, I was blessed and was able to do well and scored 51 points in one game.
哦, 在有一次打完球之后呢, 就记得神的恩典, 能够得到51分。
And I remember the reporter asking me, saying, well, how did you do it? How did you score in this game? How did you score that many points?
你知道那个记者问我, 说你怎么能够在一场比赛得到这么多分呢?
And I answered his questions nicely, and it was nice.
你知道我回答很 nice, 就是很好的回答。
But I thought, it was not the game that brought about this good play, but it was really all those times that nobody saw practicing.
哦，这比如说就是在那个比赛里面，就好像就那一场时间看到，事实上有许多人没有看见的，这很多很多年的训练。
It was all those other games that nobody was watching that weren't on TV that prepared me for that game.
哦，事实上有许多的那个比赛没有在电视上转播的时候，有许多比赛能够训练了我。
And then when God blessed me to make the NBA, it was all those other games in college that prepared me to play in the league.
事实上让我能够成为NBA的球员呢, 事实上在大学里面有许多的, 比赛, 能够成就了这一切。
It wasn't just about the one game or the one victory.
这不是只是一个比赛或是一个胜利。
It was about all the other things leading up to that.
这是许多许多其他事情慢慢慢慢建筑而来的。
I believe the same thing works with our spiritual lives.
我相信这也是我们的属灵的生活生命是这样建立的。
So many times we, and I'm raising my hand because I'm guilty of this, we want this big, sometimes huge event.
有的时候我们好像就是要在一个很大的一个世界里面能够有成就。
To sometimes prove to ourselves, I'm totally devoted to Christ, or Christ is real for me. I have a great relationship with God.
有时候我们在神面前，然后这就是那一件事情呢，我是完全委身于神，我是完全的对神来忠心这件事情。
When really, there would be no David and Goliath.
事实上没有大卫跟哥利亚。
If it wasn't for David and the bear.
如果没有这个大卫与熊这个经历的话。
If it wasn't for David and the lion.
如果没有这个大卫跟这个狮子,
I've realized that everything in our lives God uses as preparation.
所以神用了许多事情作为我们这个准备我们。
God uses to prepare us.
神用这些事情能够预备我们。
For the amazing plans He has for us.
为了他在我们身上美好的旨意。
We oftentimes get frustrated though. I get frustrated. And I say, why is this happening to me? Why do I have to go through this? I'm sure David thought in the field that day, why did this dumb bear come and attack me?
事实上就好像大卫在外面的时候就觉得这个笨熊为什么会...
I probably have all these scratches on my body. Why did God have to send that bear?
你知道我身上可能有一些他的抓伤，为什么神送了这只熊过来？
And a couple of weeks later, after getting almost his neck torn apart, why did God have to send that dumb lion?
你知道再过几个月之后，我熊差点这个头被转战，为什么神又送了一只狮子过来？
Why did that happen to me?
为什么这件事情都发生在我身上？
But see, it's in chapter 17 that we see why all those things happened.
你知道在17章就是你就知道说为什么神让这些事情发生在他的身上。
It gave him a confidence in his abilities.
给他的信心, 也给他的能力,
but more, it gave him a confidence in his God.
特别是在于他对神的信赖上有更多的长进。
I know we all have bears and lions in our lives.
你知道我们都有熊跟狮子在我们的生命之中。
Your bear is different than my bear.
你的熊跟我的熊是不一样的。
Your lions are different than my lions.
你经历的狮子跟我经历的狮子是不一样的。But
instead of simply just maybe complaining about them,
你知道只是如果仅仅只是来抱怨的话,
maybe instead of just questioning why,
或者是说你只是一直问说为什么,
what if God is using that lion to prepare you for your Goliath?
事实上呢, 神用了这个狮子或熊来让你以后能够对付哥利亚。
What if you fighting against that bear is not the end of the story, but only the beginning?
当你对付这个熊跟狮子啊，这不是事情的终结，而是事情的开始。
How powerful would we be if we were walking around saying, I'm thankful for the bears, I'm thankful for the lions.
我们会如何的有力量, 就是说, 感谢说有这个熊, 感谢有这个狮子, 在我们生命之中。
Because I know when Goliath comes, it's going to be easy.
当我们知道说, 当哥利亚的时候, 就让我们知道这是件容易的事情。
David wasn't very strong.
你知道大卫不是一个很强壮的人。
If you were to read the story of David, it says he was the youngest in his family.
你知道你读这个这本圣经的话, 你知道说, 大卫在他家里面是最小的一个孩子。
It says he was the smallest.
他是一个最小的。
God chose to anoint him as king.
但是呢, 神就高他成为君王。
But he had to be patient.
但是呢, 他必须有耐心。
He endured the trials.
他经历了这些的, 试炼。
He endured the suffering.
他经历这些受伤。
It makes me think of James chapter 1.
让我想到雅各书的第一章。
This is a verse that gives me a lot of encouragement because I'm raising my hand, but I know I'm not the only person who faces different trials and situations that are hard for me.
让我想到说我们人每个人都经历了许多的 的试炼, 经历了许多的痛苦的时候。
In James chapter 1 and verse 2 and 4,
雅各书第一章第二节跟第四节,
it says, Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you knew that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness.
我的弟兄们, 你们若在百般的试炼中都要以为大喜的,因为知道你们的信心经过试验都生忍耐。
And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect, complete, lacking in nothing.
但忍耐也当成功, 使你们成全, 完备, 毫无缺欠。
Jumping down a couple of verses in verse 12,
我们再往下读第12节,
goes on to say, Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial.
忍受试炼是有福的。
For when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. It's amazing to have that type of an attitude when it comes to trial.
你知道这就是很惊奇的就是我们对于这些试炼的一个态度。
But I believe that was the key.
但是我相信这就是那个钥匙。
And as we all know, David was not a perfect man.
我们知道是那个大卫不是一个完全的人。
He made many mistakes.
他犯了很多的错误。
Just like us.
就好像我们一样。
But I believe it was his response to the mistakes and to the trials that defined him as a man.
但是呢，对于就是他对于这个失败，对于这些试炼的一个反应， 让他能够成就他这样的一个人。
I believe it's our response as a man or a woman of these trials, of these bears, of these lions.
我们不管我们男或女对于我们这些试炼的这个反应，对于这些所遭遇的这个熊跟狮子的反应。
In Psalms 27, that was written by David, verse 14.
在诗篇27篇14节。
David talks about the patience it takes when you face a bear, when you face a lion, when you face a trial.
这个大卫特别讲到这个耐心哦，对于你遇到试炼，对于遇到狮子、那熊的时候的耐心。
I'm sure when you stare a lion in the eyes, right in front of you.
当你我觉得哦，当你这个眼睛看着狮子眼睛的时候
，You would be lying if you said you were not afraid.
你会说你不害怕是假的。
But David says in these words, Wait for the Lord, be strong.
但是大卫是这样讲，等候耶和华要壮胆，当壮胆。
Let your heart take courage and wait for the Lord.
坚固你的心，要等候，我再说要等候耶和华。
Once again, your lions are different than my lions. Your bears are different than the bears I face every day.
事实上，我再次讲说，你们的狮子跟你们熊，跟我的狮子、我的熊是不一样的。
But I want to encourage you to take heart.
但是我在这边能够激励你们。
It will be scary.
是很害怕一件事情。
How do we know it's scary?
我们怎么知道我们害怕呢?
Because every single time the Lord sends an angel to talk to His people, usually the first words out of the angel's mouth are, do not be afraid.
为什么知道我们害怕? 因为通常神派天使跟他的百姓讲话的时候, 第一句话就是说, 不要害怕。
Isn't it awesome how God knows His people so well that He knows we are fearful?
你知道神是不是对我神多么知道他百姓，知道我们都是一群很害怕的人。
He knows we get scared. He knows we get nervous.
你知道他神知道我们常常很害怕，常常很紧张。
He doesn't punish us for this.
他对我们这些的反应，他没有处罚我们。
But He is gentle.
他对我们是如此的忍耐，如此的温柔。
He is patient.
他对我们忍耐。
Just like a shepherd.
就好像牧羊人一样。
And wasn't David a shepherd?
大卫是不是就是一个牧羊人呢?
A shepherd is someone who watches over a flock.
牧羊人就是看顾他那个所养的那一群羊。
And the Latin word for shepherd, does anybody know it?
在拉丁文对于这个牧羊人是什么意思，大家知道吗?
It's pastor.
就是牧者的意思。
Someone who tends the flock, who is gentle, who is patient.
就是对于他的那一群羊有温柔，能够忍耐，照顾他们。
Jesus compared Himself to being the good shepherd.
耶稣说他自己就是好牧人。
His gentleness and His patience with us and His love for us knows no bounds.
他的温柔，他的忍耐，他的爱对我们是永远不止境的。
In conclusion, I want to we've talked about many things today.
最后我们知道我们今天讲了许多的事情。
We've talked about David versing two different types of animals.
我们今天讲到说大卫对于两种不同的动物。
We've talked about him versing a giant.
然后讲大卫对付那个巨人。
But really, the strength came from versing the animals.
事实上这些力量是从他之前而得来的。
The confidence came from fighting the animals.
这些信心是从他对付这些动物而来的。
We see a man who was skilled yet humble, risen to great power.
他这个我们讲到这个大卫非常的有能力，但是他非常的谦虚。
Some people would say it was because of that battle that he got the attention of the king.
有人想说是因为他当时那种战斗，然后得到王的赏赐，所以才有这样子的情形。
But David knew the preparation to win that battle came years before.
但是大卫知道说那个为那场战斗准备是有许多年之前的准备。
In the pasture, shepherding the flock.
在草地上那个牧羊人牧养他的羊
，defending the sheep，
为羊那个防卫羊
，silly little sheep，
有时候羊是很笨的
，seems like a waste of time for a soon king，
好像就是为了这个羊这个浪费时间能够成为他最后成为王
，but David knew that even when he was looking after the sheep， it was in preparation for something greater。
大卫知道说他这样照顾羊的时候，是为了以后他所预备，为了以后更大的事情。
As we close this morning, I want us to remember the lions and the bears in our lives.
在最后的时候，我要想要再提到是这个熊跟狮子。
Let's not be ones, though we will make mistakes.
你知道我们都会有一些的犯错的时候。
Let's begin to almost be excited for them.
但是让我们能够几乎能够非常的兴奋对于这件事情。
As it says in James, be joyful for them.
这好像在雅各书讲，就我们一面要大有喜乐一样。
In ourselves, we cannot do this.
对我们自己来讲，我们没有办法做这些事情。
In ourselves, this type of attitude is impossible.
对我们来讲，这种态度是不可能的。
But with God,
但是有神与我们同在的时候，
all things are possible.
每件事都是可能的。
It says in Proverbs 22:29.
22章29节.
This is written by one of David's sons, King Solomon.
这是这个大卫的孩子所罗门所写的.
It says, "Do you see a man skilled and diligent in his work? He will serve before kings. He shall not toil before obscure men or in obscurity."
你看见办事殷勤的人吗? 他必站在君王面前, 必不站在下贱人面前。
David was diligent and skilled when he took care of those sheep.
大卫是一个, 是殷勤的一个人, 在照顾这个羊群这件事情上。
David attacked those bears and those lions with skill.
大卫, 攻击这些, 狮子跟, 熊是有能力的, 是有技能的。
And soon,
很快的,
he was working before a king, and he became a king.
很快他就能够为王做事, 然后他自己以后变成了王。
I know for myself, I need to totally adapt this attitude, even in the small things in my life.
你知道,对我自己而言, 我必须有这样的态度, 是在很小的事情上, 我应该有这样的态度。
To know that even the little things,
就算很小的事情,
we do for the Lord. Not just the great battles.
不是一个, 好像很伟大的战斗,
not just when everybody's watching.
不是好像每个人都看见的时候,
but even the small things.
就好像一个很小的事情,
is to bring about the perfection of our faith.
是, 是找我们在信心上的一个, 准备也带领出来。
Now, before I close, I'll just be honest with you. I'm very forgetful at times.
你知道在最后我跟大家讲说我对时间常常忘记。
I think God knows that sometimes His people can be very forgetful.
你知道神知道我们这些人常常会忘事情的。
You look through the Bible and before a certain event or when God blesses them in a certain way, He has them stop and make an altar for Him.
你知道当神又对一些人做一些事情，他最后会 建立一个 altar, right? 建立一个祭坛在神面前。
And I remember thinking, oh, this God is maybe very proud and He wants people to build an altar for Him here and there and here and there.
你知道,我们好像觉得说,神好像觉得他自己很伟大,所以叫人建一个祭坛,建一个祭坛在那个地方。
There's even a situation where they go to cross a river and God parts the river and He has them make an altar in the middle of the river.
你知道,当百姓过河的时候,他也让百姓建了一个坛在中间。
And then as I grew in my walk, I began to realize that the altars were a place of remembrance for us.
这些坛事实上,在我们在走道路上,我们知道这个坛事实上是对我们自己是一个纪念,纪念我们在发生的这件事情。
For us to remember how good our God is.
纪念说神是多么好的一位神。
How powerful He is.
是他是一位多么有能力的神。
So because I am forgetful,
你知道我是常常忘记的。 忘记事情的人
I got these stones
我拿着这些小石头
and I keep one on my desk at school
我把一个这个小石头放在我的学校里面
I'm a school teacher
我是一个学校一个我现在在学校当老师
and every time I see the stone
每一次我看到这小石头的时候
I think of David
我就想到大卫
I think of him being diligent in his work.
我想大卫对每件事情都是这样的殷勤，这样的能够在主面前忠心。
He had sheep.
他有羊。
I have freshmen in high school.
我有这些高中一年级的学生。
Sometimes they act very much the same.
他有时候就做出跟自己羊做的一样的事情。
But with God's power, I love them and I teach them.
但是有神的爱，我爱他们，我也教他们。
This past year, I had the opportunity to be invited to teach the New York Giants and some NBA teams, some of the stuff I was teaching the kids in class.
在过去这一年呢,我有机会呢,被邀请到那个,到纽约巨人队,还有一些NBA的球队去跟他们讲话。
I've been able to travel around the country and teach different corporations, stuff I've been teaching in class for a number of years now.
我就被邀请到各个公司去跟他们讲一些我在学校。
And when people ask, oh, well, when did this happen? Or did you just come right out of school and were ready to go talk to the New York Giants or these professional football and basketball players?
有很多人说,你是不是就从学校刚才就能够准备说,就能够跟这个纽约巨人队讲话,跟一些NBA球队讲话呢?
I said, no, it was by God's help, teaching those kids every single day for the past 5 years.
不是的,事实上是借着神的恩典,我教的这些学生有五年的时间来教引他们所得到的。
Facing those lions and those bears in my classroom.
面对这些熊跟狮子在我班上这些学生。
And with God's help, making a difference.
因为神的帮助让这些能够有一些的改变。
So I keep this stone on my desk.
所以我把这个石头放在我的桌子上。
To help me remember, just like David, to keep being that shepherd, to keep fighting those bears and those lions for the great things that God has.
就是好像那个让我能够记得说，就大卫对付这些狮子或是熊，都是神所帮助到他的。
If you're forgetful like me,
如果你跟我一样很容易忘事情的话。
Because sometimes I forget and I just want to give up, and sometimes I'm just like, why am I here? Why does this have to happen to me?
有时候我觉得有些忘记事情的时候，我觉得有些事情发生我身上，我就想说为什么这件事情发生在我身上呢？
I brought rocks for you too.
我带了一些这个小石头也给你们。
There's a small black bag by the door when you leave.
他说我在后面一个小的那个黑色袋子。
And there's many stones in it.
里面有许多小石头。
And they're approximately probably the same size that of the stones that David would have used for his sling.
大概就是那个石头的那个大小，就跟当时大卫所用的石头大小差不多。
And there's no magic power in the stones.
这个石头没有什么神奇的力量。
But when I see mine on my desk, it reminds me to pray for God's strength.
当我每次看这石头的话，就让我想起来我要能够来到神面前祷告。
And it helps me have an attitude to thank God.
让我有一个态度能够感谢神。
So if you would like to take one on the way out, take one. Put it someplace you will see it.
如果你想要拿一个的话，你就拿一个，然后放在一个你可以看得到的地方。
Maybe put it someplace where you face your bears or face your lions.
也许放到一个你常常要面对熊跟狮子的地方。
And don't throw it at them. But
不要把这个石头往那边他们丢。
But maybe it will help you to remember to thank God and to pray for His strength.
让你能够知道说感谢神，神的帮助，神的能力。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord God, I thank you so much for your word.
神，我感谢你，感谢你的话语。
I thank you for the great things that you are doing.
我感谢你所做的成就的大事。
I thank you for hearing these accounts of your servant David.
我感谢你让听到神的对大卫的一些的讲话。
Of all he was accomplished for the glory of your name.
他所经历所成就的荣耀的事情。
How he wasn't very big.
他不是那么的大。
He wasn't maybe the strongest.
他不是这里面最强壮的。
He maybe did things that didn't seem smart.
他看起来不是那么的聪明。
But he was able to affect the history of a nation.
但是他能够影响那一代世代的人。
Because he trusted in you.
因为他把他的信心放在你的身上。
God, I pray you help us confront those bears and lions.
耶稣，神，我向祈求，让我们能够对付我们生命中的狮子跟熊。
I pray you help us be a thermostat and not a thermometer in the atmospheres that we go in.
主啊，你帮助我们，让我们不是只是成为一个温度计，而是成为一个能够调节变换温度的一个人。
In our jobs.
在我们的工作之中。
In our families,
在我们的家庭之中,
with our friends,
在我们的朋友之中,
that when we speak the truth in love,
当我们讲到说这神的真理、神的爱的时候,
people would notice the words that we say.
人们知道会注意到我们所说的。
And just because, even like David's brother, someone gets mad at us, that would not stop us from talking about how great you are.
即使就算大卫的，就好像有时候遇到像大卫的兄长对他这样讲，我们也不会说因着这样停止，而是常常还是倚靠神。
I thankful for your people here and for the great plans that you have for them.
我感谢主，我们神有这一群人来到面前，让我们神的大大的计划能够在我们身上能够执行。
I pray you bless and encourage them to be just like David, to chase after the lion and chase after the bear and defeat the giant.
我们感谢主，让我们有能力，能够因着神的能力，能够打败狮子跟熊。
Thank you for your love.
感谢你的爱。
Thank you for your sacrifice.
感谢你为我们的牺牲。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.